Now, firstly, we understand that you have already begun your tour. Talk us through where you're headed to as part of your first stop, and where to next.
I'm going to be heading towards Dar es Salaam. I'm going to put the bike on the ferry. And from Dar es Salaam, I head to Dodoma, to one of the WFP's main distribution points of food. I've been there before. And this time, because we're shooting a documentary on my journey as an artist. So this will be a nice place to show, of course, and to show the work that the WFP is doing across the continent. Yeah.
And Reggie, who are not too familiar, with your work and just your advocacy, talk us through that and, why it's so important for you to be part and parcel of, campaigns like this.
I think for me, the main thing was that when the WFP came to say, Reggie, we would like you to be part of what we're doing, was because they found me kind of doing it already, in a sense, I was helping communities across Africa as I was traveling on the bike with the little that I had. So, but now to see what they're doing, they said, come, let's take you on a trip and show you what we are doing. So when I went on that trip and I realized, wow, it was just beyond just food. It was climate change. It was a whole lot of other things that were affecting people. And, I just had to be a part of that. But also with being an artist, being a part of such a cause, it shows and it tells everyone that each person is important and they can play a part from wherever, from whatever they are doing, from wherever they are. I think that's the honest, the main thing about having a young artist being part of the WFP is really to say everyone can do their part in supporting your community and the continent at large.
And exactly how does, artwork help in terms of changing the lives of people in need? Is it the depiction in your work? Or what is it for people who are wondering, how exactly does art help here?
First of all, I travel through these communities and I see there is a story there.
Mm,
I see
the
what people
are
going through. And of course, I kind of paint that. But at the same time, for me, I think it's not enough just to paint a story, to tell a story. But I want to be there to affect the story. I want to affect the story. So when I get into a village, I'm inspired by the village, I'm inspired by the people, and then I show it on my work somewhere. And then from that, a percentage of my what I make from the painting, the sales, I then maybe donate to the community. Different communities, actually. So it's not really the specific community. Sometimes I come back to the same community and then donate to them. Like now what I'm doing with this trip is because I've gone to some of the communities in Tanzania, specifically speaking, and I'm going back to some of those now saying, okay, I saw you last time, but this time around I've made a bit of money. I would like to come and help where I can.
Really admirable. Reggie, why is it important in your view, for people to support the cause of aid agencies like the WFP? And what would you say to encourage people who aren't really on board at the moment to get on board and be part of the action and making a difference?
Yeah, I think for me, it's at the end of the day, these are your people. I don't like the idea of people coming from Europe to come and help us. I don't like the idea of, the nice thing about with platforms like the WFP is that, there is a sense of, there is a continuity of, like, if I'm not there, it's such a big organization that
it's
keeps
credibility,
growing,
I think is the word you're looking for.
There's credibility and, management in that sense too. But, for instance, I remember I supported one organization and then individual as per se, and then next thing I found out the person dropped out of school because of this and that, and that there was no really a continual support from a steady institution like the WFP.
Sure.
But whereas here, they take me to the site and then I see the problem, I see it for myself, and I donate sort of kind of directly to that problem. But but I know that the WFP sort of maintains and supports it already too. So, but also let's help where we can help organizations like this, because they are also helping our people. You know, anyway, in Africa, I'm at home. I'm home anyway, you know, in that sense. So if an organization comes to say, I want to help help these people, I'm going to be behind it. And also come and see for yourself. Go ask them to, you know, to see for yourself, like what the what they're doing on the ground. For instance, now I'm going to show it with my documentary that I'm shooting, that actually this is what's happening, you know.